This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The world of mobile payments is expanding this week. A company called Square is offering a new online place for retailers and small businesses to hawk their goods. It's called Square Market. If you don't know of Square, you may have heard of the guy who launched it. That would be Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey. You also may have seen the piece of tech the company already makes. It's a little plastic block you can plug into your phone or tablet for easy credit card swiping. Illustrator Caitlin Kuwald says Square helps her keep sales she used to lose during cash-only purchases.
I used to have to turn people away. People would come and they would want to buy, you know, over a certain amount of goods from me, and they didn't have enough cash for it, and you had to direct them to an ATM machine, and most of the time they never came back again.
Kuwald is already participating in Square Market, which aims to offer online storefronts for its retailers. There are lots of e-commerce services like this already. The millions of precious creations on Etsy come to mind, to say nothing of Amazon. But Square Market aims to make everything incredibly simple and mobile for sellers and buyers. Steve Ledford is at the financial services consulting company, Novantas. He says Square is pushing further the idea of no real line between buying over the internet and buying in person.
It's almost like trying to create a continuum between physical places of business and online places of business. If you think about it, online is just taking a further extension of that physical location-based service and trying to create a location online where these same merchants can do business.
Yeah, and that's really interesting. I mean, I was reading something today where someone said that Square is slowly but surely upending the way businesses accept payments for goods and services, and also maybe upending the way that people think about retail space. Do you think it's that revolutionary?
You know, you're hearing of different merchants who are doing things like arming their salespeople with iPads and stuff like that so that they can do business with the customers out in the store instead of making the stuff customers come to the cash register. Being able to do things like skip the checkout line altogether.
Is any part of the industry sort of diametrically opposed to this new trend?
There are questions. There are questions about security. We're talking about using what are really consumer off-the-shelf technologies and applying them in an area which used to be dominated by specialized equipment.
Sure.
So I think that's one of those things where the various providers, they work out. I mean, this is too important of an approach, of a new way of doing business, you know, for folks not to work out these kind of details.
Steve Ledford is at the financial consulting services firm Novantas. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.